Two of the counts against Ziegler are related to his interactions with a special education teacher by the name of Erin Brooks, who filed a suit saying that she was retaliated against. We reported on this back in June. The third misdemeanor against Ziegler is something called false publication, and that's from that well-known June 22nd school board meeting. The special grand jury alleged that Ziegler lied when asked if he was aware of assaults in the bathroom, and the false publication charge is actually says that somebody who knowingly lies, essentially to a reporter or on a news broadcast, that if they supposedly know for a fact that what they're saying is wrong, that is what the false publication charge is. The charge against Wade Byard specifies that he committed perjury under oath. I have been told from a source that Wade Byard did testify before the special grand jury where he would have been under oath, but it is not yet clear for sure what that charge entails.
Do we know, Neil, what happens now?
Well, of course, Scott Ziegler is no longer the superintendent of Loudoun County Schools, and the school system just this afternoon put out a statement saying that Wade Byard is on leave during the investigation. The school system says that they will continue to look at ways to ensure that students are safe within the school system.
Is the investigation all over now?
That's not clear. The spokesperson for the attorney general tells me today that the special grand jury has not been discharged. They are still sitting, so there theoretically could be more indictments.
In terms of school systems across Northern Virginia, across our area, they have been fraught at the school board meetings with various issues of parental knowledge, parental control, that kind of thing. Is it especially a bad case right now in Loudoun County?
I think it's fairly easy to say that this special grand jury investigation has had a lot of political overtones, and a lot of the school board meetings are dealing with politically fraught issues. So, yes, this is a case where the special grand jury did sit and did not only put out a scathing report, but now has lodged four criminal indictments. I think that it's fairly safe to say that the political tension, the political challenge, the political back and forth, I'm pretty sure that this will just intensify that.